discovering your creativity is, I think, a journey that God wants to put everyone in, because I believe everyone's creative. Everyone is creative, whether you say you are or not. You have creativity because we all are created in the image of God, and God is creator.
Hello, hello, sons and daughters, and welcome back to the Let's Talk About It podcast, where we cover hard conversations and tough topic points so that we can become better, stronger, more enriched sons and daughters of God. I'm so pleased to introduce today's episode guest. Her name is Janessa Waite. She's a sweet, sweet friend that I've enjoyed getting to know better, getting to learn from, getting to hear her heart for this generation. In today's episode, she shares more of her experience and journey with creativity, how she has partnered with God in it, and the dreams and inspiration that has come from that. I was taking notes. My heart was getting wrecked as she spoke, and I know that you will feel the same way. So be sure to listen, leave a comment, let us know how you enjoyed it. And without further ado, here is Janessa.
You and I just did a live, and you got to share a glimpse into your world, your life, how you're creative and called. And I really wanted to bring you back on to dive deeper into creativity, because just a background, you are an artiste, you are an author. More than that, like, you dabble in, from what I can see across the screens, many areas that flow together but are not limited. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we're finding more and more important with creativity, especially, is to not just put it in a box and like put a bow on it, like letting it be unleashed. So how have you cultivated that over your life?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was not something I just woke up one day and was, I'm a creative, I can do all these things. Like, definitely not. I think discovering your creativity is, I think, a journey that God wants to put everyone in, because I believe everyone's creative. Everyone is creative, whether you say you are or not. You have creativity because we all are created in the image of God, and God is creator. So, and it doesn't look the same for everyone, obviously. I mean, you can be a business person and you can be a builder, and that's creativity, right? And so I think what you were saying about how we box it in is so true. We can, the moment we box it in, is the moment we limit God. And we say, God, you can't do that through me. And he's like, I have put a lot of amazing things in you. So for me, really, it was a lot of my belief system. And I know I don't remember if I shared this on the live, but for me, I just had this big, big lie in my life of, I'm terrible with money. I cannot do any, you know, and so that really hindered me from stepping into creating a business through my creativity. And funny enough, I would have told you, I'm not a creative. Right. And everyone would be like, wait, what? Up until I was 21, I would have told you, I am not creative. You know, it's funny. It's like, we're afraid to like step into that. And I was afraid to step into that title in the sense of like, I'm a creative, but I like to like make things and like, I like doing all the things, but just felt like there was going to be so much pressure in that. And I was afraid that there would be, that I put pressure on myself and that it would box me in and all these things. So for me, it was really just like doing it. And then it just grew over time. And it was really just stewarding the gift. And I think anyone can steward their gift of creativity if they just put their mind to it and allow God to take them through that process.
Okay. I already know I'm going to be selfish on this podcast because everything you're saying, I'm like, this is preaching to my soul. I'm going to say thank you even as a host, but I know people are going to get so much from this. But I think what you're hitting on is very deep and very good for us to reflect on, because even in this last week, so my job title is creative director, but I've kind of had the realization of, I've noticed that yes, I am creative, as we all are. And I've started to run into that lane and embrace it. But now in the last few months or so, I've kind of had to ask myself, okay, am I being creative or am I being a creative director? Like, am I stewarding creativity in this season, or am I just comfortable with floating where I am? And I think that's, like you're saying, whether you're a business person, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, like, are you actively pursuing and stewarding that gift as God has given you? And so I want to ask you, for that person that's like, I don't know, maybe, like, why does it matter? Why is creativity so vital?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important because It's God's beauty on display. It's displaying who he is. And like when I say stewarding, yes, there is an aspect of responsibility of, you know, doing something with what has been given or stewarding whatever position that God has you to do and releases creativity. But a lot of it is just being. And I know it's so simple because we sometimes just overcomplicate so much. And like we're human beings. Like when we are just ourselves, authentically ourselves and true to who we are and who God's created us to be and partner with him in the place that he's positioned us, creative things, his beauty is going to be on display. And maybe that's like through your words. Maybe that is through the planning, the scheduling, like how we said before, it can look like so many things, but I think it really is just you being you and being true to that and not trying to be like someone else, not trying to be, I mean, I've been there. There's been times where I see other people creating in ways that I'm like, oh my gosh, that is really like, that's getting a lot of attention. That's getting a lot of success. Maybe I should just like start stepping my toe into that lane and like try that out because it's working for someone else. And then I'm like shutting off the flow of creativity that God has designed for me specifically to release because I'm so worried about like, I want it to be received the same way as someone else is releasing their art. And that's just not how God's created us to release creativity. It's just going to come through us positioning ourselves under the Lord and being true to who we are and allowing it to just flow how it's designed to flow through us, right? And not look like anyone else. And that's hard, I know, because I struggle with this still and I have to remind myself, stay in your lane. It doesn't need to look like anyone else. Like be faithful where I am now, like that reminder. And it can be hard, but I definitely think that's like a real important aspect of creativity and why it's so important because there are things that only I can release. There are things that only you can release. And whoever is watching, there are things that only you can release. And that's why we have to make staying true to who we are and how God's created us on the forefront because that's how it's going to impact people. It's it being uniquely us and him.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you say is there's this arbitrary idea of if something is working for someone else, we have to run, like sprint to performing in that same way. And even in the day of age of businesses and so much of it being social media marketing, I mean, you and I both do IG reels and something that's like, do the trending song, do it this way, do it like this. And
don't even get me started on
that. That's a whole nother call.
Oh my God,
this is ridiculous. But what I love is your video that's done the best that I've seen is the one about your testimony. And that was, you can't copy that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a trending audio. That's you sitting down, being vulnerable, being creative. And I just think that's so empowering. Like, yes, we can learn the best practices. Like you can enhance your calligraphy. Like we can do all these things practically, but there is something special of when it can only come from God or when it's like, I can't fabricate this. I can't copy this. I can't even do it of myself. Like this is solely him.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we made, or I know that's why we made one of these statements, I am creative, because I just can't imagine what it would look like for us to be people that produce things and live things out where people have to go, gosh, like, what is it they have? Like, what special touch do they have that can't look like anyone else's?
Yeah, so true.
So that's our heartbeat with creativity. That's why we're talking about this and why we honor your voice on this so much, because we know you live that out. And one of the things I want to ask you again for anyone that's like, yes, I love it. Let's go. What does that look like? How do you process seasons when creating and doing become waiting or planning? Like, was there a season where you're like, I have this dream, but there's a pause, or there's this other layer, but there's a pause?
Yeah, totally. This is the thing about running a business and, you know, creativity is that it's a dance. It's a dance with the Lord. And I've really learned that, you know, in some ways the hard way of running a business and creating and having all these ideas is a dance with the Lord. And I think it's funny that my last name is Wait because God's reminder of like, wait on me, my timing is best. And so I married into that last name, which I think is hilarious. But for me, there's been seasons where I'll say this, I'm naturally a dreamer. I dream really big with God and not every dream is a God dream. And I've had to learn that of what it looks like to actually dream, but dream with God and like let the God dreams in my heart germinate and be birthed. And For instance, I had a dream, like, gosh, 4 years ago, to be part of the Magnolia's vendor event, right? And to be a vendor at a Magnolia celebration or Spring at the Silos. And it's a really big event with a lot of vendors. And it's so amazing. And I love Joanna Gaines. So I'm like, this is my dream. And I remember sitting at my computer 4 years ago being like, I have this dream. Like, I knew it was like a God dream. And I had some words spoken over me about like connections to like Magnolia somehow. And I was always like, I don't know how God's going to do that. And I remember sitting in front of my computer 4 years ago, had their email out. And I typed this whole email being like, hey, I really feel like I need to be a vendor. Like, I love what you guys are doing. I think it'd be a great fit. And it was like this whole email and there was no glory on it. And I remember just being like, what am I doing? Like, this is me running ahead. And I felt it. And it was like this thing where the Lord's like, wait, just wait on me. Like, don't rush ahead. And it's hard. Like when you have this idea, we want the control. We want to manufacture the promised land. We want to manufacture, and we're robbing God of showing off his faithfulness and his goodness when we try to make things happen. And I had to just back off and be like, okay, God, I trust you, and praise the Lord. Because 3 years later, 3.5 years later, I didn't even open the door. I remember I did a Q&A on Instagram and someone asked me, what's your dream? And I just had a bunch of dreams and I listed on the very last. Oh, and this is like a random one, but to be a vendor at Magnolia. Just threw it out there. Within 3 hours, I had 3 different emails of people that worked for Joanna contacting me saying, people sent me this. We think you'd be the perfect fit. We want you to be part of this. And like, I literally sat there crying like, God, you did this. I didn't have to do it. You know the desires of our hearts. Like Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You, like, our job is just to delight in Jesus and to worship him in our craft, to worship him in our creativity, and he will do the rest. And that was one of the things that I felt like he said to wait. And so, yeah, that was a really big deal. And long story short, I ended up getting to go. And it was funny though, it was literally the weekend of COVID. So didn't get to actually like do the event. But I'm going to be there this October, which I'm very excited about at the celebration. And that'll be like the actual event. So I'm really excited. God's been so faithful. And so there's that. And then there's been seasons where the Lord's like, hey, it's time to go to work. It's time to put the plow down. Mm-hmm. And so you have to know the season you're in. You have to, it's like a dance. You have to know when God is saying go and when he's saying to wait. Like, life is like the green light, the yellow light, and the red light. What is your light? You got to ask the Lord, pray, press in. Like, God, is this a green light? Is this a yellow light? Or is this like, just stop and wait? And I think that's how we need to approach our creativity and decisions and what we're pursuing is that kind of green, yellow, or red kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I love the prosperity even in your dreaming of in your working hard, because I think it's important. If you have a red light, don't just shut the car off, like keep it ready for when it changes.
Yeah, so true. That's a great word.
I think whenever, like hearing that 4 years ago, that discouragement, I'm sure weighed heavy on you because the dream was a dream.
Oh,
you would have like, well, let's just be honest, whether we're, you know, in tune, like we're believers and creatives, or we're just creatives and we're not there with God yet. Like there, we both come against those obstacles of, I'm going for my dream job, or I'm trying to get this internship. I'm trying to get a patent for my idea. And then when we come against that, like believe it or not, it's heavy, especially.
Oh, totally.
And here's the thing. I don't even know if there's a clear answer for what's a dream or what's a God-sized dream until you walk it out with him. And just continue to give it over, which stings.
So true.
But I love what you're saying. We can either trust him to redirect us. He'll bring it in the right time, or he'll bring it about. And I just want anyone listening to one to hear that and to believe, hey, God still does do dreams.
Yeah.
Red lights don't mean I can just stop working. And how did you deal past the initial disappointment and redirect that to keep working hard so that dream could come? Like, what was your part in that?
Yeah, that's so good. I did want to say too, like, because I feel like someone needs to hear this, in that process between like not sending that email and then getting the invite, I can't tell you how many times I would see people announce that they were at this going to be a vendor. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a moment where I had to like feel it, like, oh, God was like, this could either be your reminder that it didn't happen, or this can be your reminder that I'm good and that what I can do for someone else, I can do for you. And that whole like celebrating other people's breakthroughs is so important. And I had to do that. I was like, oh, that could have been me. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to come and be like, that's amazing. I'm so excited. And choosing celebration rather than the comparison, rather than the bitterness, and being like, I know God is good. He is faithful. He is kind. He is no respecter of people. And so I just wanted to throw that out there for anyone that's seeing other people stepping in the breakthrough that you're contending for. God has not passed you by. And I think that's an important aspect in that journey of like when you feel a little disappointed. But for me, I just had to stay focused. I think just not getting pulled in all the directions of like, it needs to look like this, or I need to be at this event to like be successful. I think it really came down to, again, stewarding my gift, stewarding hand lettering, doing the best I can where I was at with what I had. And I think those three things, like if you can steward what you've been given in the moment with the resources you have at the best of your ability, God can do anything with that. Like he can do anything with a willing heart, with a surrendered life. And that's kind of been my focus, is just stewarding it well, but with surrender and willingness to go and to do whatever God's asking me to do. And when you have that heart posture, God will open any door for you. He will open the right door, any door at any moment, if he knows he can trust our yieldedness and our ability to just give God everything, and in our creativity. So that was kind of my focus. Don't get distracted on all the things that are not happening, but just be present in what is happening, what God is doing, and doing it faithfully with excellence.
I love what you shared about the necessity of gratitude and thankfulness, even for other people.
Yeah.
God showed me, and I was like, oh, yes, that's right. That's just as important as my dreams coming to pass, is celebrating what God's doing in other lives, because we are the body. Yeah. We are connected. And we talk a little bit about how even, especially in creativity, we can't just go at it alone. So yeah. I wanted to ask you, who is someone that's really made a big impact on your creativity or your dreams or your business?
Yeah. So there's a friend, she's now a friend, which is cool how God did that. It's a long story on how he connected us. But there was a hand letterer in Australia named Susanna April, or her Instagram handle is Susanna April. And she is amazing. And I found her back in 2015. Someone actually showed me her account and was like, I can see you doing this too. And it was kind of like, really? But I felt this like stir in my spirit saying like, you can do this too. And I was like, that's so random. Okay. And it just became this like invitation, but it came through her and her heart, and looking at her social media account and feeling the purity in the heart of the Lord. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so rocked, or looking at her lettering and her messaging and the encouragement, and this girl in Australia, like so random, right? And how God uses all things. And she really inspired me to just create out of a place of authenticity, because I saw her do it really well. It gave me permission like to not be anyone else, but like just to try it in the way that it looks like through me, if that makes sense. So she's definitely someone that has really impacted me. And then I've also always just been really inspired by Morgan Harper Nichols and her just out of the box creativity. I mean, she's amazing. And I got to meet her in Austin a couple years ago at an event. And she's one of the most humble people, just what a beautiful soul. So those two people have really inspired me.
I love that. And I love that you see the call on their life and the person they are more than what they produce. I think that's a huge factor in how we inspire other people and how we connect.
Yes.
Which I see in you as well. I love the spirit you bring and the wisdom you bring to these areas, and how you're encouraging us and encouraging me. I'm receiving all of it. Before we go, what's something you wish more creatives knew?
That's a great question. One thing.
Whether you identify with it as creative yet or not.
Right. I would say that the thing I would hope that creatives would know is that there's a lot more in you that people need than you realize. Mm. I think that's the thing, is like, there are words that need to be said. There are paintings, there are designs, there are things that are in you that people need more than you realize. And it's not, yes, it is about like the gift and the power behind the gift, but I think also you being boldly you actually gives other people permission to be bold in who they are. And it's just this beautiful domino effect that I think as creatives, we forget that we carry, like we get to be that first domino. And if we just like are bold, then it's just like the tip hits that one and then boom, boom, boom. And look at the ripple effect that our lives can have when we are bold in our gifting, when we are bold in our creativity. It's giving other people permission to also say, hey, they can do it. I can do it too, because they're giving God glory. And it's not about us. It's about giving the Father glory, you know, letting our light shine. So it gives our Father in heaven the glory. And so that's what I would say, is be bold. Just know that there's something in you that people need, and it doesn't need to look like anything but you and the Lord.
So good. Janessa, thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Sharing part of your stories and your encouragement. I know people are going to love it.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to make sure people can connect with you if they want a moment of, you were inspired by the woman in Australia, they're inspired by you. How can they connect with you, or what are some resources that you put out there?
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram, just my name, Janessa Waite. You know, send me a DM, say hi. I love to try to reply to all of them. Just, I love to connect with people. And I also have a website, janessawaite.com. I have a couple books that, so I just in April launched a coffee table book called You Are Loved. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target Online. It's really just a coffee table book of my designs that I prayed that it'd be just even a prophetic coffee table book, that whatever page you open to, that God would just speak clearly and encourage wherever you're at. And then I have another book that I'm launching October 12th, which I'm so excited about. It's called A Heart So Full. And this is a book for moms in postpartum season. I had my son a year and 3 months ago, and postpartum was not easy. And it's not talked about a ton. I know there are voices that are talking about it, but it's not talked about as much as birth is. And I just needed the encouragement in that season. And so I created a book of designs, but also encouragement, that are week by week for the fourth trimester, that can encourage mamas in that season of, can I get through the season? Because it's so hard. But yeah, so those two books are available, and pre-orders available for that book on Amazon and all those things.
Amazing. So You Are Loved and Heart So Full. And then
yes,
Janessa Waite, thank you so much. Yes. Look forward to our next conversation, whenever that is.
Yes, I know. I'll have to come out to Nashville sometime.
Please.
Friends, I hope you are just as inspired as I am after that conversation with Janessa. She shared so much insight and just gold for how we can see ourselves as creative and partner with God in that creativity. We want to hear from you guys how you enjoyed this episode or other episodes, what conversations we can have next to better suit and serve you in the season of life. So be sure to rate, review, leave comments, subscribe, all the things, so that we can stay connected. Until next time.